Let's start by looking at the different types of emotional eating. The most serious is a binge. An eating binge is defined as eating a large amount of food in a short period of time with a feeling that the eating is out of control. This type of emotional eating is one of the main characteristics of eating disorders, including bulimia nervosa and binge eating disorder. Binge eating is often associated with depression, and frequently, binge eaters benefit from treatments for their depression. So if binge eating troubles you, ask yourself if you've been depressed. If you've been feeling down, consider seeking counseling or antidepressant medication in addition to working on your eating. Most emotional eating is less serious than binge eating and is not considered a psychiatric disorder or evidence of deep-seated personality problems. Unnecessary snacks after an emotional upset may not involve huge quantities of food or have a feeling of being out of control, but the unnecessary eating was triggered by an emotion rather than by hunger. For example, Suzanne was a 29-year-old secretary who was the divorced mother of two young boys. After getting her boys up and off to school, she hurried to her job, worked until 5 p.m., when she came home, made dinner, helped her sons with their homework, bathed them, and put them to bed. Finally, around 9 o'clock, she sat down to relax and watch TV. Regardless of the program, though, she usually got up, wandered into the kitchen, and helped herself to a second bowl of ice cream, even though she wasn't hungry. When we reviewed her eating, it became apparent that it was triggered by feelings of loneliness and mild depression. All day long, she had been taking care of people. Now, at the end of the day, she was lonely and there was no one to take care of her, so she nurtured herself with food. Suzanne said that the snacking didn't feel like it was out of control, and none of the snacks involved huge quantities of food, but she felt badly afterwards because she was heavy and trying to lose weight. In addition to snacking, emotions might be responsible for the intermittent nibbling that's sometimes referred to as grazing. Wayne's eating is a good example. Wayne was a 40-year-old accountant who spent most Wednesday afternoons in a client's back room going over the books. The work was tedious and Wayne was bored. Since he was by himself, he thought that there was no way of breaking up the monotony except to wander down the hall to the cafeteria and get a snack or to buy a bag of chips from the vending machine. Usually this happened 3 or 4 times each afternoons that he was there. Unnecessary snacking and grazing are much more common than binge eating. Although not as serious as binge eating, it's necessary to decrease any emotional eating in order to succeed at weight control. There are many different relationships between emotions and eating. To control your emotional eating, it'll be necessary to find your unique pattern. Some people eat when they're anxious, but others lose their appetite when they're anxious, but eat a lot when they're depressed. People may eat when they're angry, bored, lonely, or even when they're feeling happy. In general, emotional eating is more likely to occur in the afternoon or evening, less likely in the morning, and often it's done privately rather than when others are around. How do you know if you're an emotional eater? There are several questions you can ask yourself. Is the eating part of a regular meal? If you're having a meal, it's probably not emotional eating. If it's a snack and you're not hungry, it could be emotional eating. Was the urge to eat sudden, or did it develop gradually? If it was gradual, it probably was physical hunger, while a sudden urge is more likely to be the result of emotions. When you ate, were you paying attention to what you were eating, or did you just gobble whatever was easiest to get? When you're tempted to have something to eat, stop for a moment and examine what's been happening and how you're feeling. This isn't always easy. Sometimes it's hard to know exactly how you're feeling. For example, Fred was 51 years old and had gained 20 pounds in the 3 years since he was injured and had to retire from the local police force. With a sad expression on his face, he told me about his weight gain and the difficulty he'd been having sleeping, and then described how he missed working as a cop. When I asked him how he was feeling, Fred looked puzzled and just shrugged. He didn't recognize that he was depressed. To help you identify the specific emotions that trigger your urge to eat, I'll briefly define the emotions that are most commonly associated with eating, and for each emotion, I'll give you a few clues so that you can easily recognize how you're feeling.